Kerrville, Texas. A catastrophic flash flood in central Texas has left at least 24 people dead and dozens missing, including more than 20 young girls from a popular Christian summer camp. The disaster unfolded with devastating speed as the Guadalupe River surged 26 feet, 8 meters, in less than an hour, sweeping away homes, vehicles, and holiday cabins during 4th of July celebrations. The tragedy has triggered a massive overnight search and rescue operation involving helicopters, drones, and boats, as emergency crews race against time to locate the missing children and other survivors. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick revealed that approximately 23 girls remain unaccounted for from Camp Mystic, a well-known Christian summer camp located along the Guadalupe River near Kerrville, about 64 miles northwest of San Antonio. That does not mean they've been lost, Patrick stressed at a press briefing. They could be in a tree, they could be out of communication. Camp Mystic, which hosts around 750 young girls each summer, was directly in the path of the floodwaters. The camp has been left without power, water, or Wi-Fi, further complicating rescue efforts and communication. The sheer speed and force of the flooding caught residents and authorities off guard. The Guadalupe River, swollen by intense rainfall, rose an astonishing 26 feet in just 45 minutes, transforming into a deadly torrent. Entire roads were washed away, bridges submerged, and communities cut off. Friday's disaster has already surpassed the deadly flood of 1987, which killed 10 teenagers on a church camp bus near the town of Comfort, south of Kerrville. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a state of emergency in multiple counties across the Hill Country and Concho Valley regions. The Texas Division of Emergency Management said that while officials held multiple planning meetings, the National Weather Service failed to predict the severity of the rainfall. Initial forecasts estimated up to 8 inches, 20 centimeters, of rain, far less than what was ultimately recorded. The situation remains precarious as officials warn of further rainfall and the potential for additional flooding. Residents near creeks, streams, and rivers have been urged to move to higher ground, while visitors have been strongly advised to stay away from affected areas. U.S. President Donald Trump called the tragedy shocking and terrible, pledging full federal assistance to Texas. The White House has promised additional aid as search and rescue operations intensify.